Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is spice and not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Dubai, Season 2 Reunion Part 2. I have to say, I think Part 2 is a quite a bit more exciting than Part 1. Typically with our debriefs, we kind of go through everything scene by scene. However, like I mentioned last time, reunions, we try to do it a little bit differently just because a lot of what we discuss in the reunions or what the ladies discuss, I'm talking about it like we're on there too, sitting on the couch with Andy. It's a lot of reviewing the past season. So let's all kind of take the floor here. What are some of the main points of new information or even, of kind of going into a little bit more in depth of different scenes from this season. What do you guys want to talk about from the reunion?
I just want to start out with Brooks is fucking brutal.
Yeah.
She's
So,
brutal. She's brutal.
Brooks, it kind of released, and I don't really follow any of the women on Twitter or anything like that. I follow them on Instagram, so sometimes they throw some shade there, but Brooks basically during the season, like while it was being like released to the public, televised, she was on a smear campaign against Helene and against their whole family.
Yeah, her
And
texts were brutal.
they showed some of the things that she posted on Twitter, and they were nasty.
Yeah,
Like
they were. They
stuff
were.
that really like she doesn't need to bring up. Like it's so stupid.
No.
And
That's what a fr that that's the friendship that they had. The kind of friendship that they had, because that's with Talene, right? Am I wrong? Am I fucked up in what I'm
no,
thinking
you're
and
not. I
saying?
don't know what happened to, I don't know what happened to Sugar.
Oh, I'm here. Oh, you're
Oh,
here. Oh,
sugar,
there you are. There she is. No, you know what? Sorry, I
na.
thought for whatever reason she
Well, I
went
wasn't
silent, but
sure. Like maybe I said
no, I
something
was
really
waiting for
stupid.
the
Because
end of
sometimes
your sentence. What were
that
like where were
was
we
it.
going
Like
with
she was
that?
just fucking brutal. Her
You
texts
said their
were brutal.
friendship. That's
Their
their
friendship, because they were friends for years, weren't they?
what? Brooks is kind of disgusting. Like
She is
she is. She's
disgusting. Fucking brutal.
here's the thing. Talene came on there. They discussed everything that went on between them. She said, I'm sorry about this. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about this. Talene was very apologetic. And then during that break, I like that they showed us those kind of behind the scenes, that kind of stuff. Brooks comes into Talene's dressing room and goes, oh, I'm so glad we talked. Talene goes, did we? And she goes, well, I think I'm ready to move on now. But Talene went, she apologized for everything. Brooks is still saying, I need an apology because you've gone so low. And she goes, I've gone low? Look at all the shit you've said about, like, it's the online
Yeah.
stuff,
Brooks
man.
is just jealous. She doesn't want an apology. She wants a war. Like that's what she's doing with her. Like, I mean, it's just absolutely, like, it's just crazy. It's
Well, you know
crazy.
what the whole thing was when she was talking back and forth with Andy, she said, she kind of admitted, she said, I've gone too far with Talene, but I'm just very responsive. And it's like, no, that's an excuse for you to sit there and fucking blow up and then come and then you know what? You can just kind of cover it by saying, you know what, that's just the way that I am. Well, no, it's not just the way that you
No.
are. You're being a bitch, you're being mean,
Yeah.
and you're going low for no reason. And you know what? Own it. Own it and
Yeah,
say you're sorry. And say you're
exactly.
sorry. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? But she won't do that. She won't
No.
do that.
No. She's a jealous bitch.
Yeah, she is. And she's just got that smirk on her face when I
Yeah.
see it. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, no. Hate
The
it.
whole time. And there's a
I'm
few
just like, she's
times.
like camera, just waiting for people to go down. She's like looking for them, like she's like happy, like that the thought that somebody's, you know what I mean? It's just brutal. She's brutal.
Well, I gotta say, there's a few times in this episode where she really irks me, Brooke. So that was one of them where she kind of she goes on and on with Talene, insinuating like things are going on in the marriage, trying to like release things that like are super private in Chalene's life. And then going, I need an apology because you hit me so low. Chalene goes, give me the example and I will give you an apology.
Show
And
me.
she can't come
She
up with
can't.
anything. She's pulling shit out of her ass.
Yeah, she
Now,
is.
the other thing with Brooks is at the very end of the episode, we find out she kind of stirred up some drama between Lisa and Ayan. So basically, Lisa says, Ayan, you said that you wish I was dead. My dead body was in a casket. How could you say that? And Ayan's like, are you kidding? When would I ever say that? This is what Brooks does. She's a, you know, and this is nasty. What she did was she tells Brooks, she tells Lisa that Ayan had said this. Lisa goes, I can't imagine her saying that. And she goes, I'll get you proof. Calls her up, puts her on speakerphone, and says, hey, Ayan, I want clarification. Did you say you want Lisa dead and in a casket? And then Ayan just goes, you know, fuck that bitch. It was right after the thing. So she didn't confirm. And this is in this episode, like Lisa's kind of stupid for falling for this, but Ayan never gives confirmation in the phone call or on the couch, like live time, that she had said those words. She does admit to saying, fuck that bitch. So really, everyone on the couch, they go, Brooks, that's dirty. You're playing nasty games. That's terrible. And Brooks is just going, she's sitting there. She goes, it was just clarification.
And that's what it is. She takes no accountability for anything that she does, and she's nasty. She hits under
Yeah,
the
she
belt,
is.
and that's
She is.
terrible.
She is. And
Yes.
she's jealous.
Vicious.
She's jealous. She doesn't really want an apology. She just wants to fight. You know what I mean? And
Oh
it's
yeah.
like, no, she's just, no, she's nasty. Yeah.
Oh yeah, she is. One interesting thing that came up on this, and I love the behind the scenes and unseen footage stuff. So the other unseen footage we got was Ayan, you know her, she's connected with everyone. She's been in the modeling industry forever. So she knows a lot of really high level people. And we find out she's kind of besties with
With
Rihanna.
Rihanna. Oh, that
And
was cool to find out.
she tells Rihanna that's like a nice little Easter egg we got
Yeah.
today.
She's not a name dropper.
Yeah, she's a bit of a name dropper for
No,
sure.
she's not, because or else she would have dropped it before,
Well,
right?
Lisa is a name dropper.
Yeah.
And then she goes in and clarifies what's going on with this and why we didn't see it in the show too. So she had been talking with Rihanna and said, hey, like, heads up, I'm starting a makeup line and I would love to chat with you and using her network to kind of build her brand a little bit more. So she says, I'd love to chat, you know, about things because Rihanna has a really successful makeup line. And Rihanna goes, anything you want, Ayan, I'm your girl. I'll help you. And then of all, like day one of filming, Lisa steps in and goes, I want you to get Rihanna to wear my pregnancy line. And so I guess that's when Lisa claims she knew her friendship with Ayan was over because Ayan didn't connect with Rihanna about it. But in all fairness, right now, like she's trying to name drop Rihanna. She's trying to get some sort of connection, but Ayan needs to first look out for herself and her business.
Yeah, for
And
sure.
with that friendship re with Rihanna, too, you can't be like, I need this from you, I need that from you, I need this from you, I need that from you. Just go one step at a time. I'm sure Rihanna is a very busy lady.
You think?
But, you know, if you want to work out like some sort of contract with Rihanna, like, hey, Rihanna, like, I would love to
It's
sign.
not gonna happen just like that. Like, what the fuck? You
No.
think you're gonna say, Oh, I want Rihanna to do this. Like, fuck off. Give me time. Yeah, that's what you want. I'll take my time. When it's time, the right time, I'll ask her. But I'm not fucking jumping on anything for you. Fuck. Like, that's just stupid for her to
And
get.
imagine, like, you're Rihanna, how many different designers,
And
this,
people and
that,
friends of
reaching out to
friends.
you,
Yeah.
saying, can you please wear my clothes? You can send it to her. You, as Mina Rowe, as a business, can just send Rihanna clothes. And if she chooses to wear it, cool.
Yeah.
But you can't put that all onto Ayaan. Like,
No.
stupid.
Yeah. Okay, did you see what I meant about the dress?
Oh, Lisa's
Did
dress?
either one of you notice what I meant about the dress? Like she
That
literally,
hip?
it looked
Can't move her
like
arms.
a poster in front of, yeah, where she had to lift her arms up and around it to make her fucking point. Like that's what I mean. Like the dress was just, like, yeah, the and yeah, no.
No, you're
Like,
right.
how
It
can
is
you be
stiff,
fucking
but
comfortable in
honestly,
something like that? You can't.
I stand by my decision last week that I did quite
You like
like,
the
even
dress.
though it is stiff, I still like it. But another thing that kind of irked me about Lisa was she and they were kind of going on about it. I think it was Caroline Stanbury who said, you know, you kind of this group kind of doesn't like to celebrate each other's wins because Lisa comes with one of Caroline's books, some sort of journal thing that she released in one of her companies. And she goes, this is plagiarism. Blah, blah, blah,
Oh, yeah.
blah. And Caroline goes, I never said I wrote that. I said you sold. Like it was just a cute book that you write like in like you write, okay, today I want to do this. It's like a journal. It's not a novel. That really fell flat. Even Andy was asking, is this gonna hit? Like, is this gonna make sense? She goes, oh yeah, don't worry, this is gonna be a hit. And it totally fell flat.
Yeah, he rolled his eyes. Even
He
Andy
totally
rolled his
rolled his
eyes.
eyes. And then you
Yeah.
know what was funny? Caroline claps back at her and goes, your creams are from Alibaba. And she goes, how dare you? And then she kind of involves everyone. And Ayan goes, I have them. I have them. I found them on Alibaba. And Brooks is actually the one. And then Brooks's face, she got him like she got called out, right? Because she's trying to be buddy buddy with Lisa now, I guess. Her face when they called out Brooks, she goes, don't pin this on me. Sarah was there, so and so was there, Mina was there, da 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 da. And I thought it was so funny that she got so defensive. That was quite funny to see. But yeah, no, Lisa isn't a big supporter of the other women owning their own businesses. Because even like, I think it was in one of the last couple of episodes, she said to Talene, I think, well, you don't own any businesses, so you don't know. When Talene literally does have, she's got an exercise business. Like, oh well.
And Lisa's husband is the one who really runs the business.
Well, he's the CFO, I think.
But she's not allowed to make decisions unless he approves it. He shuts her down all the time. At
Oh,
least
well,
he did
then
last
is he
year.
the CEO?
I don't know, but he shuts her down. Like last year, I don't know what she wanted to do, and he's like, "No, you're not going to do that." It's like, so
I
yeah.
think in terms of financial decisions, yeah, for sure, but she should still be able have most of the control if she's CEO
Yeah, I don't remember that.
in most companies, at least. Their role in all companies, the CEO has they're the ones who make the calls, but maybe it's just different. I don't know.
I don't know. I just know that he's the one who's controlling, seemed to be the person who's controlling. Like she can't make, like it was last season, there was something and he just shut her down.
Yeah, because he, as CFO, He's got to look at all the numbers all the time.
Yeah.
So if he wants to do something crazy with it, he's got to shut it down right away. Like, no, we can't afford that. And certain suppliers or and whatnot, you know, he's got to be making sure that the company is profitable.
Yeah. Fair.
Spice, what did you want to talk about from this episode?
Sarah and Akeem.
Oh, yeah, we hear more drama about those two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why she went back to him the first time, but it sounds like obviously he's very toxic, and having him around her son, like
Yeah.
I do, I don't get it.
Bad move.
Yeah, and that, you know, when that she hired a detective to know that he, I was like, what? What'd you
That
think?
was, yeah.
That
I
was
kind
weird.
of jaw dropped. I'm like, that's weird. Like, and saying it so openly, like, they're like, well, how did you know he cheated? She's like, oh, I got a detective. Like,
Yeah, I know. Like, it doesn't take a detective to know that. I don't know about the cheating because maybe she might have had an inkling or whatever. But the thing was, is you knew that he wasn't right for you. You should have just ended it. That's it. No detective needed.
exactly.
Don't have to pay somebody like put him on payroll to find that out. I mean, he was toxic, and that's it. She should have listened to her friend there. Whatever her name was. What was her name? The one,
Saba.
Saba. That's
I'm
right.
surprised Saba didn't come on and you know,
As a
sometimes
guest.
on a friend, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I agree with you, Spice. That was I'm glad that they touched on it in the reunion though, really, because that was a really interesting part of this season, having a Keen on the show and then even learning those extra little juicy bits. So he cheated, that's terrible. But then she hired the detective. Weird. But you're absolutely right. Like, she should have just cut the cord with him right away.
Yeah, she should have.
Yep. That was kind of the that was for me, that was kind of an interesting moment on the
That's a
on the
woman who
reunion.
can't, seems to me she can't just be on her own and just try and fucking take care of your son. Focus on your son right now instead of trying to get some youngie.
We're focusing on trying to find him a daddy. Just, yeah, you're
Yeah,
fine.
you're fine.
Yeah.
You don't need to find him a daddy. You can be. You can get the job done.
Yeah.
Another interesting tidbit we got on this, some like behind the scenes knowledge. Lisa apparently knew that they were gonna bring up the voice note at dinner.
Yeah.
She was so keen on denying there, but everyone on the couch, they all said, yeah, no, she knew about it. And even the producers said that she knew about it. And I think even Andy confirmed, yeah, the
Yeah, he
producers were
did.
like, you knew about it. Like, I don't know with these women. I don't trust any of them. It just seems like they just keep lying, this group. Not obviously not all of them, but it seems like Brooks, we caught her in a couple lies. Lisa, we caught her in a couple lies. All right. I've got one other thing, but I'll save that for the end. Spice and not so nice. Take the floor.
I don't believe
Well,
Diane would have said what she said about Lisa.
she wants her dead in
Did
a
I go back?
casket.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just going back to that because that's
Going
on my
back.
notes. And I think Lisa's a user.
Just like Talene the user and Lisa the user.
At the end of the reunion, they were trying to, I think it was Andy asked the question of everybody to say something nice to each other, like back and forth. And they couldn't. That's what I got from there. And then the gifts too, like the gifts kind of fell flat too.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the gifts, this is what I want to talk about to kind of end this episode. So let's go over these gifts. And I don't know if they were meant to be like nice gifts to get. Like, I don't really know why they did it, but it totally fell flat. But I think like maybe they were just supposed to be shading each other with these gifts. So Brooks, and then after we go through all of them, let's talk about which ones we liked the best and which ones we think fell flat. But the very first gift that gets given is Brooks gifts to Ayan. She gifts a sparkly water cup to quench her thirst. Ayan then gifts to Lisa a jug of water. And Lisa's reaction to this, she says, womp, womp, womp. Sarah gifts to Talene candy undies for the next time she shows off her vagina to Sergio, so he'll see a snack. Talene gifts to Brooks the dress that she borrowed and wore on the show last year. Danbury then gifts to everyone a t-shirt that says, "Who's your sugar daddy?" And she also gifts directly to Sarah a ventriloquist dummy. And then the final gift, Lisa gifts to Stanbury, the president of Lisa's fan club starter pack. So these were all the gifts that got given. Which ones do you think hit the mark, and which ones do you think fell flat?
Me personally, I hate them all. I did. I thought
Yeah, I didn't like any of them.
I didn't like any of them. The
I mean,
ventriloquist
the
was weird. Like that
if
scared me.
yeah, I don't
I
like those either.
have a thing against ventriloquist dummies. It kind of scared me from childhood, so I didn't like it.
So the one that I actually did like, and I think this was
The
like
clothes.
a fuck you, this was the Talene's gift to Brooks. It was the dress she borrowed along with a fucking like giant receipt. She had screenshots of Talene wearing her dress that she owns and Brooks wearing it on season one. And she gifts the literal like book to it. The dress. That was really funny. And I don't know if I can't remember. Oh no. What was on the card was it was a tweet that Brooks had posted about Talene because she's being really nasty online. So that was a really good fuck you. Leave me alone. Here's your proof, bitch. I liked that one. The one that I think fell flat was actually there's two that I really think fell flat. It was Ayan's gift to Lisa, just the like regular jug of water. I don't know. I think she could have come up with something a little bit more creative. And the other one that I think fell flat, like there was too much effort put into this one, and it wasn't really like it didn't make sense. So it was Lisa's gift to Stanbury. It was the president of Lisa's fan club starter pack. And Lisa's just so full of herself that she thinks Caroline is like so obsessed with her. But like Caroline's face too, she was like looking at it like, okay, like that was weird. Because I don't really see like Stanbury actually caring about Lisa that much. I think Lisa's just like so full of herself that she thinks that.
And you know what? She took it with a grain of salt. She was like, ha ha ha, whatever. But you know what? It didn't fall the way Lisa expected it to fall for her.
Yeah,
So.
exactly. Her ID card. Fucking weird. All right, are we good to move on to the golden question? Let's do it. All right. So these gifts, they really fell flat. What would you gift? You can go to any one of these housewives. What would you gift them? A shady gift.
A shady gift.
A shady gift. I'll go first while you guys
Go
think.
for it.
What I would gift is I would give a gift to Lisa, and it would be a picture of pregnant Rihanna wearing a dress that I designed. And it's
That's a
gonna
good one.
say, I don't wear Mina Rowe or something. No, it'll be like my own design or someone else's
Not
design,
Mina Rowe.
but not Mina Rowe. And I would really make like an effort. Like I would tweet it too. I would tweet like, oh, I guess Rihanna doesn't like Mina Rowe. I don't know. I would just like really go out of my way to like rub it in her face. Like, ooh, pregnant Rihanna is not wearing your brand.
Yeah, that's funny.
I'd give
I don't know.
Brooks an economy ticket, economy seat somewhere, because you know she's so used to work flying private jet or she says, right?
Yes. As
First
she
class.
claims.
Yeah, as she claims, yeah. I'd book her an economy flight back to Dubai.
I don't know what I would give any of them.
You wouldn't waste your
Nothing.
money.
I
Nothing.
wouldn't waste my money and time. Fuck off.
Yeah.
You wouldn't give them a jar of
Nothing.
spit. You wouldn't give them a jar of spit. Watch where you throw this. It'll land right back on you.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I'll give
That's
them a
mine. I'm
jar
taking it. Think of your
of
own.
spit.
All right. Well, that was sugar
This is spice.
And not so nice.
and thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.